And on the line now, I have Aideen Yorrell from the Irish Council Against Blood Sports. Good afternoon, Aideen.
Good afternoon, John.
And listen, thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about government grants to Irish fur farms. Now, I think the last time I spoke to the Irish Council Against Blood Sports, it was about fox hunting, which is a blood sport. And this is more cruelty to animals, is it, Aideen?
Yeah, we're supporting Deputy Ruth Carpenter's bill to ban fur farming in Ireland. All the animal groups are getting together and supporting each other in this. This particular farming is it's just beyond inhumane. It's the most inhumane practice that you could think of. There are three fur farms in Ireland, one in Donegal, one in the Midlands, and one in Kerry. And the one in Donegal, we discovered recently, is being funded by Uther Ross and the Gaelsa. We just found out by accident. And it's really horrifying to think that such a cruel and inhumane activity is being funded by the taxpayers, you and I. You know, it's absolutely disgusting. 80% of Irish people want fur farming banned, a Red Sea pause showed recently.
Yeah.
And to think that the taxpayer is funding this, just to talk about what mink farming, in case nobody knows, these are mink that are kept from the time of their birth, they're bred. There's about 200,000 mink kept in these farms, over these three farms. And they're bred for their fur. And they're kept in tiny cages. I have seen the one in the Midlands. I've been outside it. I've seen the mink in the cages, row upon row upon row. It's just, the scale of it is dreadful. I mean, to think that, and these animals are in there in these tiny cages. They're not able, they're wild animals. They're semi-aquatic animals. And they need access to water because they're semi-aquatic. They're not indigenous to this country. They were brought in here for the purposes of breeding, of fur, in the 1950s, a bad mistake to bring them in, because some of them have been released and they've escaped and they have gotten into the countryside and they're not an indigenous species. But the suffering of these animals, as I said, they are semi-aquatic, so they need to be able to dive and jump and swim and that. And they're in these cages for their lifetime and they're jumping up and down and they're absolutely exhibiting stress behaviour. Imagine yourself being in a tiny room.
It is. It's
disgraceful. You can barely turn around.
It's disgraceful. It really is.
I mean, that is terrible torture for an animal. And the minister has no plans to ban this. Now, what happens to the mink when at 6 months old, they're gassed to death with carbon monoxide. Gassed. And these animals, because they're semi-aquatic, they're used to holding their breaths. And they hold their breaths when they're gassed. And this makes it even more awful for them. It's just so depressing to think about. I've come away from those places and I've felt utterly helpless and depressed that I can do nothing about it because it's legal. I mean, what kind of a country are we that we'd allow that? But it's my view that very few people know about these farms. But they're getting to know about them now. With Deputy Ruth Carpenter's bill to ban fur farming, it's coming up for debate in June. And we're asking people to please get onto their local TDs and to support and demand that they support this bill. Now, the minister has no plans to ban it. Now, he banned wild animals and circuses a couple of years ago. And he was bragging about how they were doing it as per the five freedoms for animals. And the five freedoms are fear from hunger and thirst, freedom from fear and distress, freedom from pain and injury, freedom to exercise naturally.
Yeah,
and that's what he banned. And he said, we're doing this now in line with the five freedoms, banning the circus animals, the wild animals and circuses. But he's not applying it to mink farming. I mean, it's even worse for the mink.
Yeah.
And it's just the worst possible thing you could think of, stuck in a cage. I mean, it's inhumane. And we're very backward in this country, even though we like to consider ourselves civilised. I mean, our record in Well, the government's record in animal welfare is appalling. It's lip service all the time, and they do nothing. Now, Minister brags about how this is licensed, and they have vets going out from the Department of Agriculture to inspect them. But you should see the things that are written on these reports. One vet claimed the mink were contented. I mean, how in the name of God could you assess that a mink was contented in a cage? I didn't see any contented mink when I, whenever I went there. I heard mink screaming. I heard the screams out of these cages, and I saw them jumping up and down hysterically.
Yeah, this is
no contentment.
It's terrible what's going on. And I have to admit, I wasn't aware of Irish Fur Farms. And when I got this press release, I was talking to my wife, my daughters, and all that, and they were disgusted, and they were saying, "Do people actually still go out and pay big money for fur coats that they wouldn't?"
No, I don't think. Yeah. I don't know when I last saw a fur coat in anyone, and if I do see a fur coat in someone, I'm looking at them in kind of shock and horror. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say anything to anybody, but it stands out, and I'm thinking to myself, God help the animals that went into making that. How many of them went into making that fur coat? But I have to say, I haven't seen a fur coat in years.
No.
So, but they're exporting these fur. They're exporting them, and you know, there's only they say that they give employment. The ministry says they give employment, but there's only about 100 people. He admits there's only 100 people working over the three farms, and I doubt if there's even that much. Yeah. I mean, I only saw about 3 or 4 people at that farm the day I was at it, walking around. Now, the other thing is the mink are fed, but this little machine drives up and down through these passageways. I mean, there's thousands of them, and they just pour the food on the top of their cage, and they have to suck it through. I mean, it's just, everything about it is awful. They can't even do it normal things like hunt for their own food.
Yeah, no, it is. It's terrible. And what sort of money are we talking about, Aideen, or have you got access to that?
Oh, the grants that we've given over a 10-year period, Uther Ross gave 200,000 in grants to another farm that was in that Gaelic area, which was called Roxy, and they gave, between the two fur farms, they got 200,000. I mean, isn't that just appalling? Our taxpayers' money going to something that 80% of people want banned.
Yeah, and in this day and age, just said there's a shortage of money for everything, and they're giving it to this.
Absolutely. I mean, where are their priorities? But Veterinary Ireland are totally opposed to this fur farming, and they brought out a policy document. These are the vets union, or the vets organisation for Ireland, and they say it's inhumane, utterly inhumane, and they're talking about the stereotypical behaviour, the stress, the suffering, and they say it is not. It's inhumane, and they're recommending it to be banned. This is Veterinary Ireland, and the minister is ignoring them.
It's terrible. As you said, 80% of the people are opposed to all this, so they should actually be listening to the electorate now at this stage.
They should.
And
but they don't listen to the electorate when it comes to hare coursing or fox hunting, you know? They just pander to this minority, terrified of losing a handful of votes. That's all they're worried about.
Yeah.
And the
fox hunting and the hare coursing, is that still going on?
Absolutely, John, yeah. We recently saw a report from a coursing meeting that took place in Kilkenny. It's a report on the National Parks website. We make them put the reports up now for the coursing meeting. These are reports that rangers attend the meetings, and they submit reports, and they also make the coursing clubs do a turn about hare skills. But at this particular meeting in Seven Houses in Kilkenny, four hares were killed. Four hares died from their injuries. I mean, hares are still dying out there. They're being battered around the place. I've seen it happen. We have video footage up on our Facebook page showing hares being battered and mauled around the place, and they're dying from their injuries.
Yeah, I did it in a few this years and years ago, and it's still, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed, but I mean, we have to start evolving as regards our treatment of animals in this country.
Yeah.
I think the people are far ahead of the government. The people are moving ahead. People abhor animal cruelty in all its forms. But the government are lagging behind. Laggards, that's what they are, and cowards.
Okay, well, anyway, the local elections are going on at the moment, so councillors are going to be knocking on people's doors. So would you like to urge people to bring this subject up on the doorsteps?
Bring it up everywhere. Our animal welfare laws are far behind. We need to ban these horrible practices. We need to. I mean, cruelty to animals has to be addressed in this country. Hare coursing and fox hunting is banned in England, Wales, and coursing is banned in Northern Ireland. And we're down here still carrying on these cruel practices. I mean, and we like to think we're so civilised in other respects.
I can actually hear the frustration in your voice, Aideen. It's very annoying.
No, but we will keep putting the evidence before them, before the politicians. We will keep at it.
Okay, Aideen, is there a website or anything people can go on to?
Our Facebook page, Ban Blood Sports, and we have a website, banbloodsports.com. Log on and get the information, but politics is where it's at, and that's how things will change if people can impress upon their politicians to, you know, make changes for animals.
Okay, Aideen, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, and it's very disturbing what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Aideen.
Thank you.
Right, that was 18-year-old there from the Irish Council Against Blood Sports. And you want any more information on that, it's banbloodsports.com.